destiny. Too long had the cautious, equivocal Miskor held the species back. Too long had confrontation with weaker, less fit creatures been delayed by policies of subversion. Too long had the natural order of things been denied.
"This initiation of wholesale hostilities remains an error," said Queen Mutrek of the Miskor, second born, from across the council chamber.
She rested in her divan at the head of the lesser delegation left of the Empress, as Sisker rested to her right at the head of the greater delegation.
"Your dissenting opinion is well known and has been overruled," replied Sisker. "I emphasize for the record, when this adventure comes to its inevitable, disastrous fruition, the Miskor will share no blame, and therefore no reward. Room to expand, room to live. If you, Sarmak, restricted your breeding properly and hewed closely to the edicts, you would have no need of expansion. The edicts tell us how to live in harmony by balancing all things, attack and defense, life and death, give and take."
Sisker raised her scent voice.
"From your own glands is the truth revealed. As the edicts require, there is a time and a purpose for every action. The time to take is now, and the purpose is the glory and benefit of the species. The cowardly, backward-looking Miskor will be left behind in the march of progress. I protest this ignoble Sarmak slander. You..."
The scent voice of the Empress cut across the debate.
"The firstborn shall apologize to the secondborn for her unseemly characterization of the noble Miskor."
Sisker immediately bowed.
"I apologize for my characterization of the noble Miskor."
She raised her head.
"Yet the underlying facts are undeniable. For those, no apology is required."
Mutrek replied,
"The Sarmak may soon have further cause to give apology to those they affront."
Sisker reared in dramatic and insincere amazement.
"You take the human's part. You claim, as we have heard, that their race is the equal of the species. Do not put words on my glands. The species is the superior. However, inferiority does not equate to worthlessness or to the inability to inflict defeat. Galactic history is replete with examples of sophisticated, erudite races brought low by barbarians. Superiority of intellect, culture, and morality is no guarantee of battlefield victory." "We have barbarians of our own," said Sisker. "They will assist us, a lesser race used against another lesser race. This is also balance." "So you admit you need assistance?"
"I admit nothing. It is efficient to let others work on our behalf."
"To do your dirty work, you mean? See how she views the noble Sarmak as someone to do Miskor dirty work."
Sisker was pleased with her own clever rhetoric.
"We are well aware the Miskor are effete snobs, profiting from the efforts of us more workaday Sarmak. Miskor are unwilling to sully their mandibles with honest labor, while they hide behind Sarmak courage."
Mutrek twitched in irritation.
"No person here believes your posturing, Sisker. No one even believes you believe it. Your words are dragonfly wings, dazzling but without substance. What matters is, for the first time in 1,000 years, the species is conducting an offensive war. To promote victory, we have invited aliens into our midst, aliens with technology we ourselves have not mastered. This is madness. It is the madness of the bait spider, which uses one beetle to kill another. Only by involving the Azoics in battle can we discern their secrets and acquire them for our